the Vitruvian Man. It's one of Leonardo da Vinci's most famous sketches.
And the star on his skin?
The pinnacle.
And its meaning?
The pinnacle is a pagan religious icon.
Devil worship.
Centuries-old church secrets, legendary medieval societies, and intellectuals on a mission come together in this cinematic adventure by Ron Howard.
What is going on?
We are in the middle of a war to protect the proof of our true past.
What are you talking about?
Witness the biggest cover-up in human history.
According to the movie and Dan Brown's best-selling book, on which the film is based, for almost 2,000 years, the Catholic Church has covered up Jesus' marriage to Mary Magdalene and the lineage they produced. Using ancient symbols, the film and novel contend that the coveted Holy Grail is none other than Mary Magdalene herself.
How many wine glasses are there on the table?
One. The Holy Grail?
Open your eyes. No single cup. No chalice. Well, that's a bit strange, isn't it? Considering both the Bible and standard Grail legends celebrate this moment as the definitive arrival of the Holy Grail.
Celebrated actor Ian McKellen portrays Surly Tibbing, an English intellectual off to find the Holy Cup and set the record straight. Audrey Tautou plays Sophie Neveu, a cryptologist who is charged with deciphering clues leading to the Grail.
Cryptics. They're used to keep secrets. It's Da Vinci's design. You write the information on a papyrus scroll, which is then rolled around a thin glass vial of vinegar. If you force it to open, the vial breaks, vinegar dissolves papyrus, and your secret is lost forever.
Like Dan Brown's novel, the movie has generated intense controversy. The Catholic Church feels that its reputation, the Christian dogma, and Jesus' divinity have all been attacked. It has called on Catholics across the world to boycott the movie. But actor Tom Hanks, who stars as symbols expert Robert Langdon, says the movie is being taken far too seriously.
It is a fabulous scavenger hunt about very powerful stuff, and that combination is really irresistible.
Exciting to audiences? Hopefully yes, says actor Alfred Molina, who plays the sinister Bishop Aringarosa. But he adds, it should not be a threat to the religious establishment.
Okay.
Catholicism has been around for, 2,000 years. If one book is going to bring it toppling to its knees, then it's a ludicrous idea. And the fact that it's a piece of fiction, and a good piece of fiction in the sense that any good piece of fiction, if it has enough elements of plausibility, enough elements that hook you in terms of, wow, this really could be.
Ultimately, the movie does not offer any conclusions on Jesus' divinity. Tom Hanks' Langdon character delivers a 5-minute monologue on the subject and the belief system that goes with it. The movie tries to avoid offending the religious establishment, filling the story with so much historical minutiae that its dialogues are didactic and tedious. They burden the excellent cast and sap the film of spontaneity. In spite of its big budget and impressive locales, The Da Vinci Code is an unmemorable flick that does not live up to the controversy surrounding it. Penelope Poulou, VOA News.